Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase.
The other thing that I wanted to speak to you about is clear cutting. It is destroying the habitat for animals. And the other thing is farming. Where do you think we're going to grow our food if you plant houses? This is a big issue nationwide. It is not just local. Many, many farms are no more.
So clear cutting is actually truly required to build? If so, then please explain Whispering Pines neighborhood, Sandpiper Cove, or even the parking lot where the Beals Outlet and Pizza Hut are located in Gulf Breeze. There are trees all in those areas. Those were built leaving trees. Clear cutting isn't required. Trees can have and been left on lots despite a building going up. We need the trees.
So really interesting conversations taking place during the very long, like 7 hours long, Santa Rosa County Land Development Code meeting the other last week. And a lot of the same ideas apply in Escambia County, even though obviously the code is a little bit different. But the same principles generally are operating. The same kinds of constraints are operating because nobody looks at clear cutting and thinks, man, I love that. Thank God there are fewer trees in the world. I mean, even the Onceler from the Lorax didn't celebrate the loss of trees. He just caused it, right? So nobody likes the loss of trees. Wow. And what, you don't like my Dr. Seuss reference? Yeah. Wow. Cool. Colton Wright responding to some of this.
I don't think there's any of us that like the idea of clear cutting. I mean, I drive by a parcel of land and I see every tree get cut off of it, and it's frustrating and it worries me, but at the same time, I don't own the land. Secondly, I think what oftentimes people forget when we discuss and you hear from the public about neighborhoods that have lots of, you know, older trees, I think of Whisper Bay, you know, from when I moved out there in 1990, and neighborhood full of nice oak trees. Right? They even have some in the middle of the road you have to drive around.
It's cool.
But when we look at those neighborhoods that have that type of tree growth, there's no curbs and gutters. There's no stormwater conveyance system that matches with what the state requires and what we're requiring.
And so the whole design of it is not up to what you would have to build today. And look, Whisper Bay is one of those places where you're driving and you're like, oh, this is so awesome. Why can't everything be like this? You mean, why can't everything flood? You know, like, that's kind of the point. We're spending all this money to remediate some of these areas.
And the neighborhood I'm in now, the first phase of it, there's no ribbon curbing. So it's just the road, and then everything drains back to the yards. There's not even swales required. So when a developer goes in and develops some homes in there, they didn't have to go and change the grade of the lot to make all the water go to the street to then go to the conveyance system to make its way to the retention pond. So they could keep the trees. But when you have a state regulation that says they have to maintain all the stormwater on their own property, let's just say you got a 40-acre parcel. In order to raise it up high enough to put the houses on and then cut the streets in, you end up having to remove trees. Otherwise, you're gonna put several feet of dirt around some of the trees, and the trees are gonna die anyway.
And I started talking about this a little bit yesterday, but to me, this was, pardon me for not knowing, but this was a revelation to me is, you know, when there's water in the street, that doesn't mean it's failing. That's how it's designed to work. If you get a lot of storm, okay, the street itself becomes part of the, I mean, it's obviously part of the gutter system because it goes from the asphalt over to the gutter downhill to the inlet or the drain, and then it goes to the pipe, and then it goes to the retention pond. And so in these older subdivisions, they didn't have any of that. And so they have problems with big storms. You know, they get flooding in them because there's none of that. Well, in order to make that happen, you have to build up the land so that it can drain downhill from the house to the street, to the gutter, to the inlet, to the pipe, to the retention pond, right? That's the idea. And when you put all that dirt on top of these trees, it winds up killing them. It's apparently very bad for them. And so clear cutting, though it might seem like a horrible, terrible thing, well, you've got to put in all this underground infrastructure, you know, for sewer. You got to put it in for electrical. You got to, again, for the storm drains. And all of that has to go beneath the surface of the ground. And so that creates a lot of the problems that you have. So, and another, by the way, just Ed Henry's one of the developers in the area, long time, big developer, building, you know, things in this area for forever. And he says, yeah, you got to kind of understand that things like converting to sewer, septic sewer, that's great. It's a big accomplishment. It really is. But that requires pipes in the ground. And where are you going to, if you build these, you know, like smaller third or quarter acre lots, which is what we have, nobody's going to be building the full, you know, the 1 acre lots because people don't want that. It costs too much. Getting sewer out to those folks is impractical. And he says, where are you going to leave trees? You can't leave them on the side. There's not enough room. You can't put them in the front because you got infrastructure in the ground.
Most subdivision, when you got 50-foot lots, 120-foot, you're going to have 1% of the trees left. And in pockets, you can leave them in pockets. On the backs of lots, I try to leave trees on the backs of lots. Between houses, you can't leave trees. In the front of the yard, I have to put so much infrastructure on the right-of-way and off the right-of-way. Between the house, can hardly leave a tree.
And then when you do, half the time people take them out anyway because they don't want them because of safety issues. We'll get to that in a second. And then if you do leave them in, part of the safety stuff is like if you have a big storm and it pushes a tree over, it rips, if it's in the front yard where all the infrastructure is in, it rips that stuff out like it did during Ivan. He says one of the challenges in Ivan is, you know, the trees would fall over and they'd rip all the stuff out of the ground. So there are all these other constraints, and we'll kind of finish talking about this in a second, but it's not as easy as, and trust me, I'm a guy who loves trees, you know that. It's not as easy as stop cutting down the trees. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. It is clear. Bell Lane, Sterling Way, Cyanamid Road, and P Ridge and Pace and Milton and Mulotta Road, of course, all clear. Caroline Street and Milton is clear, as well as Stewart Street, checking in without delays. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. So back to Ed Henry, just talking about the consequence of having everything underground, which is good, okay? And state codes just require you to build for storm drains a certain way, which is good, and having septic sewer, which is good. But there's a consequence of all of this when you try to leave trees, and that is a cost, okay? Because if you take footprint away from where you can build, that's a loss of land capability. That's cost, and also...
But you're going to connect the sewer, the sanitary sewer stub out to the house, going to clear 15, 20-foot wide away. You're going to connect the power to the house. Underground power is required now on every lot. It's not overhead to houses anymore. It's all in the ground. Another 15, 20-foot to the house. You're going to clear out on the side of the house the access for the AC condensing unit.
Right, right, right.
You're going to clear out for the driveway. You're going to clear out for water service connections. But and then those tree roots, if they're left too close to all of this stuff underground, tears it up. A tree falls over, pulls water lines out. During Hurricane Ivan, I drove around and saw water spurt down the ground all over the place because the roots tore up the potable water lines.
So we wind up demanding sort of paradoxical things, things that can't all come true, you know, particularly when we're saying we want affordable housing. You want underground utilities, you want sewer, okay? You want storm drains. You have to put those in. You have to have storm drains. You want to make sure subdivisions don't flood, and the new ones don't flood, okay? The new ones don't flood. So it's working, but then you're telling them, you know, leave trees, leave land undeveloped, and you're creating costs over and over and over again. And then you say you want affordable, housing, and you just, you know, it's kind of like the old, I want this thing done great, cheap, and fast. Pick two, you know, and if you, you know, if you try to tell people, well, you have to do all these things, well, then you're going to pay for it in price. Well, cut these things out so you can cut price, but then somebody's angry about the thing you cut out.
I understand what you're saying. Yes, we can put a regulation that says you can't cut down more than half the trees on your property. But then you can't come back in and, you know, what's that old saying, have your ice cream and eat it too, or have your cake and eat, you know.
This is Sam Parker.
Don't talk to me about affordable housing and being able to build homes and stormwater regulation. And then say, okay, well, I want you to keep all the trees too. And then, oh, by the way, and this really goes to Commissioner Eddington's district, oh, by the way, we don't have sewer there. And I can tell you every builder that builds down in Navarre that I have ever talked with, and there's been well over a dozen, would love to have sewer. I can tell you from a guy that's developed some lots, we want sewer. It makes it so much easier to run sewer than septic. But down in Ray's spot, it's not his fault, and I promise you, it hadn't been a lack of effort from this board and staff. But if Holly Navarre Water don't put sewer in Holly by the Sea, then we got one option, a septic tank. And the state of Florida is going to make them bring in fill and raise it.
And then on top of all of that, just the idea of having trees near the house carries a risk for in storms.
It was part of a group of us that went down to Washington County and Jackson County after Hurricane Michael came through. And I remember I came back and I told my wife, I'm just sharing with y'all, this is another perspective. I came back after being down in that area for several weeks back and forth, and our public works guys going to help them clear roads. And I told my wife, I said, you know, the destruction I saw was not, and I specifically talked about mobile home parks. I was telling my wife because, you know, I lived in a mobile home some years growing up, and you hear the fear about storms. It wasn't tornadoes blasting mobile home parks away that I saw. But what I saw were mobile home parks that were demolished by trees falling on top of mobile homes. And so actually, we invested over $10,000 of our money last year to go and take trees out around some of our rental properties. And so that may hurt some people's feelings that we were cutting trees down, but it was that ordeal with trees falling on the house if you have a storm come through.
And trees by the house create a danger to people. They also create a cost because when there's a storm, not all, but some of the trees will fall. They'll fall on the house. That's expensive to repair. That means that the claims go up and the cost of your insurance goes up, or people abandon the state because of the high cost of claims. So you want lower house insurance, and you want trees. And you want big lots, but you want things cheap, and you want to have the underground utilities and the septic, but you don't want to have to sacrifice the front yard trees, and you want to make sure that you have this is the problem, is these challenges exist because there are paradoxical constraints working against each other, and you just can't have it all. I mean, even like the bare bones concept of, well, we want housing prices to be less. Okay, do you like jobs coming to this area? Sure. Well, jobs mean people. People mean demand. Demand on housing supply means rising prices. Like, you want to stop doing economic development? Colton Wright even joked, well, maybe we should have worse schools. You know, if we had less desirable schools, maybe people wouldn't want to work here and wouldn't want to live here. You know, it's like these are the results of things that happen. So this is not meant to say we can't do anything. It's not meant to excuse every decision that gets made. It's just that as a person who loves trees and is very sympathetic to the stop clear cutting call, well, then what's the consequence of that? How does that actually look in reality? And I appreciate them having a good, solid, rational adult decision or a conversation about this so that I could have better, rational adult conversations about this. Because it's very easy to say, I hate the trees are gone. But there's a lot of other stuff involved in not liking the aesthetic loss or even the environmental loss of not having the trees. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling and you're just trying to get good input, get good advice from somebody you can trust, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're fantastic. I mean, they just are. The number of people who tell me how satisfied they are, people I don't even ask are like, oh, man, she's the best. I so much appreciate her. And, you know, like 230 homes sold last year. That's okay. You know, that's pretty good. But the point is that somehow in the process of doing that, five homes a week almost, is they make you feel like you're the only client they have. I don't know how they – I know I couldn't do it, but she does it, and her team does it because they're all like-minded, like-hearted individuals. So if you need to buy or sell or just want to ask a question, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Join Darren McIntyre, Artistic Director of Ballet Pensacola, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 as he announces the season opener on stage at the Center Friday, October 6th at 7 p.m. The production of Dracula, backed by popular demand, October 6th through the 8th and the 13th through the 15th. Call in or text your questions for Darren and his guests to 850-437-1620 and tune in tomorrow at 10 to win tickets.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More news, more talk with Martley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Over my way, thank you, sir. This entire mission is a serious misallocation of valuable military resources.
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy has traffic on the soft side.
That's right. Beep, beep. Taking a look around. Good news is, again, no slowdowns right now. We're not showing anything. 98 is accident-free from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. 3 Mile Bridge, General Chappie James, same bridge. Looking just fine. Everything's flowing smoothly in both directions. 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Senate's advanced a stopgap funding bill to try to avoid a government shutdown. There's no telling if the Republican-led House is going to pass the measure as well. The bill would keep money going until mid-November to give Congress a little bit more time for that long-term spending package. The Mexican government now negotiating with countries in South and Central America to stop migrants from reaching the U.S. border. Mexico will reportedly start taking people into custody that are expelled at the international bridge connecting El Paso and Juarez. Officials say Customs and Border Patrols also offered to help with that. And Donald Trump and his company found liable for fraud in New York yesterday. A judge ruled that Trump made false and misleading valuations for real estate assets in order to get better loans and insurance deals. Of course, Trump has denied any wrongdoing in that case.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. So I saw this story come out. You know, there's a guy who is scheduled to be executed here in Florida for a murder committed here in Escambia County, Michael Dwayne Zach, back in 1996. And the victims were Von Smith and Laura Rosillo. And he's been appealing on the basis of him having fetal alcohol syndrome and therefore shouldn't be punished with execution because he's not mentally capable of, you know, understanding what he has done. That's been the argument. It's going all the way to the Supreme Court now. He's making the appeal, which is typical. That's very common. But sometimes in these cases, it's the circumstances of the offense that we kind of forget. He was a regular at a local bar and befriended the bartender. Conversations had told her that he had seen his mother and sister murdered. Pretty bad story. She gave him odd jobs around the bar. His girlfriend called him at the bar and informed him he was being evicted from her apartment, and this bartender let him borrow her car. And so he just took it and never came back. Okay, this started in Tallahassee. He went to Panama City where he befriended a guy at a local bar. Got a construction business, started working with him, and he was living out of his car, he told him, and then so he let him stay with him temporarily. In the middle of the night, he stole some guns from that guy, pawned the guns in Niceville, heading west. He then goes to Okaloosa, stopping at another bar, meets one of the victims, Laura Rosillo. They left their bar together, headed to the beach to do drugs. At the beach, he attacked her and killed her very, very violently and left her body there in a sand dune. Okay? Everything you could imagine is what happened. He then went on to Joe's Dirty Bar near Pensacola. He met the second victim, Ravon Smith, one of the bar's employees. Not too busy, starts talking to her and, you know, having conversations or whatever. Eventually, they wound up with her and her boyfriend going to the beach where they got high and eventually came back to the bar and then went to her house and he did all kinds of horrible things and murdered her in very gruesome, disgusting ways. I say that because sometimes in the conversations about the death penalty, we forget the actual crime that was done. And it's very easy to say, no, not in this case, unless you think about the thing that was done. And then maybe you say, okay.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An American soldier who ran across the border into North Korea is getting kicked out of the country.
For weeks, we've heard little about Travis King's fate. The North Korean state news agency says King confessed to illegally crossing the border and harbored ill feelings over racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. No word yet on when, how, or where the expulsion will take place.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump says a Trump-hating judge falsely ruled that he's been committing business fraud for years.
Judge Arthur Engoron's decision came in the civil lawsuit against the former president filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She claims banks and insurers were not given true valuations of Trump properties and holdings. The judge agreed, saying the deception was repeatedly done.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The judge will rule on other claims and penalties at a trial scheduled to start Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 75. Right now, it's partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Some residents in Santa Rosa County say they're speaking up about impact fees. They say they should be collected to help offset the costs of infrastructure needs. This, of course, as more and more homes continue being built.
I can assure you, if you have not addressed impact fees, you will not get a tax on that ballot. And you probably may start clearing out your desk because you probably will not be voted back in. The citizens want impact fees.
Sherry Chapman addressed the board on Monday during a budget workshop on September 19th. The board voted to table those impact fee discussions until October 2024. Commissioner Kerry Smith says that vote shouldn't have happened since it wasn't listed on the agenda. Fortune magazine has now named HCA Florida West Hospital a top 100 hospital in the nation. This is their fifth time earning that recognition. The program itself, the recognition program that is, started back in the 90s and it became IBM Watson. In February, Fortune magazine acquired that program and HCA Florida West has been recognized in previously in 2002, 2015, 2016, and in 2017. The data reviewed in the ranking system includes operational efficiency, patient experience, financial health, and community health survey performance. Despite more infighting in Milton from city leaders, a contract is now in place for Scott Collins to be the next city manager.
Our city attorney knows that. He knew it from the beginning that... It was a disturbing process the way it happened. I made that very clear. And made the record reflect that the attorney is frowning at me.
That from Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow last week. Collins has agreed and signed a 21-month contract, but will start he'll start the job on October 2nd. Back in September, the city council voted to re-enter negotiations after he wrote a letter saying he was still interested in the job. Scambia school board member Kevin Adams is renewing calls for a new high school to be built right in the middle of Beulah's fast-moving growth. He wants it over on the OLF 8 property.
In my opinion, should be a medium-sized high school going in that northwest corner on 50 acres, right there. In my opinion, I think when you look down 4 years from now, with the growth going in between Tate and Pine Forest, it's going to be humongous. It's going in, whether we like it or not.
That from a school board workshop this week, and he says over 5,200 single-family and 1,600 multi-family homes are either in discussion or in the pipeline in the Beulah area. He also says that impact fees for those new developments should be collected to help pay for it. He says prior superintendents like Malcolm Thomas and Tim Smith had asked the county for space to build a school on that property. Florida staff J. Alex Kelly testified. He said DeSantis thought the map that created Lawson's district was illegal because it violated the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. That trial expected to last into next week. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. We got a report that there was an accident on 98 East at Ronnie's Car Wash this morning. So certainly use caution in that area. I'm seeing another thing at Highway 29 and Boone Street in Pensacola showing an accident there, but no roadblock. I-10 westbound at mile marker 5 showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. Certainly use caution wherever you are. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Skies today will be mostly cloudy, and highs will be in the mid-80s. It looks like we'll see mostly cloudy skies, and there is a chance for rain. It's about a 50% chance. If we end up with more sunshine, though, of course, those temperatures could be warmer. And heading into Thursday, also a 50% chance for rain. A jump ahead to the weekend shows a lot of sunshine and most likely dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, 74 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari says while he thinks it's more likely than not the U.S. economy will achieve a soft landing, there's a 40% chance that interest rates will need to rise meaningfully higher to finally tamp down inflation. Kashkari says it's possible inflation proves more entrenched than expected, in which case the Fed raising the benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point one more time only gets inflation down to 3% rather than its target of 2%, a scenario to which he attaches a 40% probability. The nearly five-month writer's strike that paralyzed the entertainment industry is officially over after board members approved a contract agreement with studios. The governing boards of the Writers Guild of America voted to accept the tentative deal, which was reached on Sunday, and writers are now free to start working again. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed sharply lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials dropped 388. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SOUL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SOUL. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somehow I feel like I'm Walking on Sunshine is the song that all of the drivers of the sanitation trucks sing every single day as they're going
Absolutely.
Around collecting the garbage and the, you
well,
know,
today's
the
our
recycling.
Garbage day. I know I'm walking on sunshine when they come, so we appreciate them.
Joining us now by phone, we have the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA, your trash men and sewer men and watermen and recycling men and women. Okay, and women. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. The only challenge with walking on sunshine is they start before the sun comes up.
That's true. That's
exactly right.
And
I am glad they do. And I know it's solid waste. It's not trash, and it's a landfill, not a dump. But you know, whatever. Sometimes the nuances of language, it's hard for me to update. so we do appreciate the work for sure. One of the things you had mentioned this in your town hall with Jeff Bergosh and Perdido, not his town hall, and where you were there, but you mentioned that. People now have an option to ditch the recycling container and for no charge get a second garbage container if that's what they want. Is that true?
That's true. And in all the years prior, the recycling service was an opt-in. If you'd like to recycle, we'll give you a can to recycle, but your basic service only comes with a single can. However, starting October 1st, business model changes a little bit, and we have increased rates, admittedly, to help cover that cost of recycling. But now your basic service does come with two cans, and it's your option as a customer whether that second can is a recycling can or a trash can. We certainly encourage our customers to remain invested in our recycling service for all the good that it produces environmentally. However, if your heart really isn't in recycling for whatever reason, you have the option to trade that recycling can in for a second trash can.
And the idea there, obviously, is that if people want to throw trash in the recycling because they need more pickup for whatever reason, you're glad to let them do that instead of into an actual trash container instead of contaminating the recycling, which causes all the extra problems. So that makes perfect sense to me. Don't force people to do a thing badly that you know that they're not going to do. But just a question because I don't know, and I know I should know this. I apologize. I thought ECUA, we were paying for the recycling. Are we now not paying for the recycling? Is it all included? You get two cans, your choice. Is that what you're telling me?
Under every program, the cost of recycling program was born under the base rate that you paid for.
So there was no charge for recycling before. There wasn't
there
a
wasn't
charge.
Just an extra charge for it, right?
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But I heard Mayor Reeves was talking about this and saying that, you know, one of the things that they're looking at is actually having a charge for recycling, the theory being that, you know, people will only do it if they're serious enough to pay for it. Also meaning that they'll do it properly because, you know, sometimes it's cheaper to get the recycling bin than it is to get the, you know, the second trash bin. You're kind of alleviating that problem, but you're not looking at charging extra for any of this. That's not an option on the table right now. Is that right?
Correct. That's not in our current business model. We don't charge an SE for participating in the recycling program.
But you did mention this kind of in passing, and we talked about this the previous time you were on, is you did raise rates, 9.5% for the trash and recycling combined, all of this, you know, the solid waste, and then about 5% for water and sewer. Is that right?
Correct. That is the rate change. However, please keep in mind that our rates for solid waste and recycling and bulk waste and those combined yard waste, those combined services, is still less than our competitors in the area, and we don't charge extra for bulk waste collection.
Right, but you do now. You need to call ahead and just say, "Hey, I need this picked up." But that's a fairly easy thing to do. But that's something that used to just be done automatically in an effort to save costs. You guys are now. It's a call to get that done. And just in case it slipped past people the last time when we talked about this, the reason for the 5% is because the cost of everything has gone up, as we know, labor included. And the reason for the extra 4.5% on just the solid waste collection is because of the basic state of recycling and the contamination cost and just all of the things that are built into that. That's why that one has gone up the 9%, the inflation cost plus the contamination problems in the recycling market. I have that basically correct?
That's absolutely correct. The money we receive for selling recyclable products continues to go down, and when contamination rates are high, that makes it a challenge as well. So we're hoping this program will clean up the rate of contamination in the recycling stream and help raise our commodity rates at the same time.
Very good. We're going to take just a real quick time out. I'll be back to Bruce Woody in a second with the ECUA. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There's an accident near Ronnie's Car Wash. This past the Walmart on 98 East and Gulf Breeze near Navarre. Well, on that side, on the side, but congestion because, of course, it's 98. Thank you for that text. We're also seeing an accident on 29 in Pompano Road in Cantonment, but not showing a roadblock. And then I-10 westbound at mile marker 5, the Pine Forest Road exit, showing an accident, hit-run crash with injuries, but no roadblock. Certainly watch for emergency crews at these places. And if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. It's traffic on the fives, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Back to Bruce Woody, the executive director at ECUA. And, you know, I know everybody's kind of handling these challenges with recycling a little bit differently. The city, for example, is temporarily abandoning the curbside recycling in an effort to do some other things. Obviously, Escambia County, your domain, is not abandoning it. But there are lots of other regional operators that you contract with them, and you renewed some of those things yesterday, right? Some of those agreements?
Yes, on the agenda yesterday with the ECUA board were the renewal of contracts with three private haulers, Republic, Waste Management of Florida, Waste Management of Mississippi, who will continue next year despite a rate increase to bring material to our materials recovery facility, or the MRF we refer to it as. As far as public agencies, Okaloosa County, Foley, Alabama, Santa Rosa County, City of Mobile, I've already agreed to continue to bring recyclables to us next year.
And that's a good thing because since your role as an organization is to serve the residents of Escambia County, I am assuming that you guys still make a profit on this service, that, you know, even with the down recycling, that you're charging these out-of-area users of the materials recycling facility, that you're charging them in such a way they're willing to pay, but you're also able to defray the cost of basic operations for Escambia citizens. Is that right?
Yeah, we're a public entity. I would never say we're a for-profit agency by any means, but our goal is to break even and to provide the best service we can for the most efficient price that we can. And we have changed rates for next year for those outside entities to be sure that the excess costs over revenue are not paid for with funds from ECUA customers. So we try to keep those enterprises separate.
Okay, so I actually had it wrong. We don't go net positive on the outside agencies. We just make sure that we cover costs. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Somebody, just as a follow-up to the whole conversation about the two bins, I think what they're asking me is, what if they want to keep recycling, but they also have too much trash and they want to go to a second trash bin, I think is what they're basically asking me. Because they have to contact you and say, we want a trash bin instead of a recycling bin, right?
Correct. If they want to change from the recycling to the trash can, then they'll need to contact our customer service at 476-0480. That number can still also be used for those folks who want to add an additional trash can. Say you already have one trash can, a recycling can, but you want to add a third can, and that the third can being a trash can. You can do that. It's an additional $5.04 a month for the additional can.
There you go. Perfect. That's what I wanted to know. That's exactly what I think this person was asking me. Last thing is, I think you have some slight modifications to the way your electronic billing is being done. Is that right?
That's true. As an enhancement for our customers, those who have electronic billing right now, they receive an email that has about four or five lines of text that has some very basic information about their bill, as well as a link to where they can click on and provide some additional information. We're enhancing that starting Monday of this week. Those folks who are enrolled in our electronic billing format will receive instead an email that has a PDF attachment to it that has an actual image of what your bill would look like if you received a paper copy through the regular conventional mail. Also attached as a part of that PDF would be our pipeline newsletter, two pages of information about operations and other important information. So electronic billing format is even easier and nicer than it has been in the past. Again, just call 476-0480 to our customer service line if you'd like to enroll in that program. There is no fee at all for that.
Very good. I got another follow. People are really interested in this. They want to know how this is working practically in their situation. The question was, okay, I already have an extra trash bin. I pay the $5 a month, so I have three, I assume is what this person is saying. Because, you know, we're now going to go to two for free, can I get rid of my recycling bin and drop the $5 charge?
The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
We have about 10,000 customers who have currently pay for one additional can. If they want that additional can to replace the recycling can, they can call and have that arranged, and their bill will actually go down. Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, I figured that makes sense based on everything else, but you know, I wanted to ask because I don't want to assume the case. So, very good, Bruce. I always appreciate the time. Bruce Woody is the executive director at the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Bruce, you know, I know that the work that you all do is incredibly useful. We don't often think about how good it is that we have trash collection and sewer and water and recycling and all that stuff, but it really is important work, and I appreciate the hard work that you all put into doing it. Bruce, thanks so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Andrew. Always appreciate the opportunity. Thanks. Yeah,
absolutely. 651 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're possibly your parents, mom, dad, could be a sister or brother, aunt or uncle, or just somebody that you're close to, if you notice that it's getting harder and harder for them to live on their own, that they're struggling with what kind of the experts call activities of daily living, which is things like, you know, dressing and cooking and cleaning and grooming even. It could be even, you know, toileting, okay, could be even bathing, things like this. Might be you're helping them with this stuff. Might be that you've hired somebody to come help with this, but maybe it's starting to get to be too much for all of that. That's when you start looking at assisted living. And assisted living is basically living in a kind of a, I mean, glorified apartment complex. Like, it's really like this cool facility, typically, where there's all these activities and lifestyle benefits and amenities, but they also get the help they need. So it's to maximize their independence while also getting them the help they need. The question is where? You know, which one? There's like 30 different ones. Well, this is where John Horton comes in. He's got a company. It's called Assisted Living Locators, and he will help you. No charge whatsoever. Just help you figure out what's the right one for your loved ones. And I know these are hard decisions and difficult things to talk about, but they are the loving thing to do. So give him a call. 712-0887. Find out what's best for your relatives. Again, at no cost to you. AssistedLivingLocators.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pencil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because, hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I end up working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for gallon gas, 383. Florida's 356. I can't believe I'd say that's lower than it was, but that is still way higher than it was a little before that. Mississippi, 326. California's 589. In Navarre, oh, computer, you're killing me. 324 east of the Walmart, 325 West at the other Walmart in, let's see, Tiger Point. You got 322 at the Murphy at the foot of the Grosse Arm Point Bridge, 345 in proper. If you wait for your computer to load, then you've got 324 at the CEFCO in Milton, 324 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 329 at a couple of stations going through Pace. Over into Pensacola, it looks like we've got 317 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, 317 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, 321 is your best at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays. A couple of accidents to certainly watch out for and certainly watch for emergency crews. Hit-run crash with injuries. I-10 westbound at mile marker 5. That's the Pine Forest exit. And then Highway 29 and Pompano Road, that's in Cantonment. Now, again, not showing a roadblock, but do watch for emergency crews on scene. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in 437-1620 with your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A landmark bill that would allow banks to do business with legal marijuana-related companies is now likely moving to the Senate floor. The Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation Banking Act was introduced by a bipartisan group of senators last week. It would give the marijuana industry access to banking services.
So they're really high on the list of priorities with that one?
Very high on the list. Yes.
Good. All right.
Hollywood writers headed back to work after a month-long strike has come to an end. The Writers Guild of America says that strike ended at midnight. And the NASA astronaut that recently broke the record for the longest continuous space flight by an American back on Earth today, Andrew. Frank Rubio and two other cosmonauts returned home aboard a Soyuz spacecraft that undocked from the International Space Station this morning.
At the Russian Mission Control Center in Korolyov outside Moscow, the Russian words, Yest Posadka, they've landed. And a greeting welcoming Frank Rubio back after his record-setting mission.
He'd been in space for 371 days. They landed in Kazakhstan about 7 o'clock Eastern this morning.
Well, all I know about Kazakhstan is it's where you land the space missions or you find the world's greatest potassium.
Right.
Candy not getting the Borat reference?
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. That's where he met his wife. I've got a bunch of Borat stuff I can't.
I knew it was a Borat reference, but I couldn't place it. It's too early in the morning.
It's in the song. Know. It's in the
Kazakhstan, that's right. Yes.
Kazakhstan.
That's right.
The world's greatest exporter of potassium.
Guess what? I'm the
I have not seen
Kazakhstan.
That in so long.
Yeah, well, you know.
Guess what I'm doing this weekend?
I know. It's a refresher course. All right. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3.
So proud.
I am. I feel so good about that. Hey, if you have employees, that means you deal with benefits, you know, life insurance, health, dental, all of that. And you maybe there's a way to do it better. Maybe there's a way to give your employees choices they don't have right now. Managing HR, managing payroll, all of that. This is where Torgerson Causey comes in. They work with local businesses like yours. And I know because they work with ours, like News Radio and Cat Country. We started using them about 6 years ago. Fantastic. Like, great customer service, answered our detail-oriented questions. I know because my wife likes to ask them. And also just gave us choices we didn't have before and just been fantastic. I can only rave about them. They have been genuinely great since we've been using them. So if you want to find out if there might be a better way to do stuff, maybe save your folks or yourself some money, or just have somebody else take the headache off of your plate, Torgerson Causey, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Time for...
Garbage Day Future News. Trash Day for me, anyway. Future
right.
News.
All right.
Is it not your garbage day today?
Let's see. We're a Friday. No, we're a Friday.
Not
a day. Tinder Select for the one percenters, $500 a month.
Wait, what?
Tinder Select for the one percenters, $500 a month. Is this going to succeed?
Oh, I think so.
Hey, you know, if you're a one percenter,
I don't
can
need
afford
it now,
it,
but yeah, right. it cuts out the riffraff, well, and you won't get so many of those photos.
Will Michael Dwayne Zach wind up being executed? The guy's appealing. Yes, he will.
I think so,
should be. Any big predictions for the debate tonight? Big showing by who's going to be the winner?
Nikki Haley.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say DeSantis is going to come out.
I hope so.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.